Investor Brand Network, IBN, a multifaceted communications organization engaged in connecting public companies to the investment community, is pleased to announce the launch of the Stock to Me podcast as part of its sustained audio communications effort to provide specialized content distribution via widespread syndication channels. The following Stock to Me podcast is an Investor Brand Network audio production and may feature a client partner of IBN. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this podcast. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today is your host of the Stock to Me podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making us part of your day as well as your due diligence as you look for smart and fresh plays out there in the market today. And to that end, we're excited to be speaking with, once again, CISO Global Incorporated. They're traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol CISO. And we're lucky enough to be joined once again by the CEO and founder of CISO Global. That's David Gemmett. David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you once again for making time and pushing around your busy schedule so that we could speak with you. Obviously, we've got some questions here from your shareholders and just from ourselves here at the Investor Brand Network. Listeners, you can visit us at investorbrandnetwork.com. Click on the Clients tab. There in alphabetical order, you will find a deep dive into the company with also a link to their website, which is CISO. That's that ticker symbol again, .INC. It's a beautiful website going through everything about the company. But David, as a refresh, before we jump into some of these recent questions, tell us a little bit about what the company does.
The company does holistic cybersecurity. Now, it sounds kind of odd, but I'll just ask a question that's kind of rhetorical. Are we doing cybersecurity correctly today? No. With the $6 trillion lost last year, and we only spent $282 billion, we have to do something to catch up or surpass the bad guys. So we have to come up with new innovative ways. And as well as the talent shortage of 4 million jobs, we also have to train and enhance what we're doing to protect not only our customers, but ourselves. So it's pretty good battle, but we need to improve ourselves as well as our frenemies, those folks around us who compete with us.
Yeah, I tell you what, listeners, right on the homepage at CISO.INC, there are some staggering statistics. I'm not going to go into all of them. I'd like you to visit their website. It's unbelievable what we're losing here in this battle with cybersecurity. And cybersecurity is a culture, not a product. That's a tagline for CISO Global. So let's talk about some of the major milestones and achievements your company's been able to achieve since its inception. And then we'll dive down deeper into what's happened here in 2023.
Look forward to it. Well, since we were incepted, we self-funded ourselves through the OTC and bought 12 companies on a global basis. And then we uplisted 2022 in January to NASDAQ. And since then, we have acquired a total of 18 organizations, stock for stock, and brought some of the most brightest stars in cybersecurity and compliance and incident response, SOC services, on three separate continents to our organization. And what's great is we go through a mass amount of companies before they have to fit three things. They fit our culture, they fit our vision, and they're here for the long term and really essentially work well with others. So we've really concentrated on the technical aspects, whether it be compliance or cybersecurity or SOC services. We've really honed down and we really wanted to make sure they were on board with our vision and believed in it. And that's why 90%+ of our stockholders are all organizations that we've brought in stock for stock.
Well, outstanding. We spoke to you in February, as I mentioned in the outset of this interview. Since February, and I'm looking at your press wire using that ticker symbol CISO, I can see there's been a lot that's gone on with your company, a lot of big news for your company. But as you see it, as the CEO and founder, what are some of the major milestones achieved so far here in 2023?
Obviously, we've pivoted to do some organic growth. We've really concentrated on our organic growth and have grown, as you'll see this evening. We have surpassed what the analysts have stated we'd do on a top line. We've really created some synergies by, downsizing with the folks that were not revenue generating. And more importantly, is we found that out of the 18 organizations, we had five pieces of software that was proprietary and intellectual properties that they had created that had already been working in organizations, working in the DOD or the government. And so we're really able to take that announcement 3 days ago. One of the pieces we took out, we had it independently valued by a third party audit firm and a third party IP attorney. And we found out it was worth $49 million on a standalone basis. And we have the other four pieces of software at this time being evaluated independently. And that will all go into a sub organization that will be wholly owned by CISO Global.
You know, David, you're talking about a press release, and I want to bring it to the attention by giving out the dateline. It's August 8th, 2023. Here's the headline. CISO Global receives $49 million valuation for Argo Edge Cloud Security Platform AI Security Solution enhances cybersecurity effectiveness through coordination, integration, and automation. And that goes into my next question just perfectly. David, how do you ensure your organization's services comply with industry standards and regulations concerning cybersecurity? I ask that question because it feels like the rule book is being written and rewritten as time goes on. So how do you ensure that you comply with these industry standards and regulations?
Well, if you look at NIST or cyber framework, a lot of them are similar, but we try to take the highest standard so that it covers all of them. And yes, it is being rewritten. Compliance, CMMC didn't quite get off the ground. It's still being written. So there is a lot of ambiguity in some of the rules and regulations. What we try to do is take the top breed and make sure that we are not only with the standards, but above the standards, not only for ourselves, but our clients, because they depend on us to keep them safe. So we bring them along. And I apologize, I don't usually call them clients. They are our partners, because we're there to help them on their cyber journey.
Well, that's a great way to look at things. And I think that would be music to the ears of your partners, AKA clients. So as the CEO, how do you encourage diversity and inclusivity within your organization's workforce? This is a topic that we're asking a lot of companies these days because it's become part and parcel to the conversation of corporate America. So again, diversity, inclusivity, I'm sure it's something big on your priority list.
It's very large. In fact, I'm very fortunate to have a lot of very smart, independent women who are in cyber. They've been showcased in LinkedIn and several trade magazines. It's not just them, it's everyone in our organization. It's the right person for the job. But importantly, there's not enough jobs. So we're looking for anyone that has that capability. And more importantly, we're helping to train that mindset and skill set within the cyber framework. So I just happen to be very lucky to have that diversity in my organization because it just worked out that way. So it's really, you have to remember there's 4 million job openings. There's a lot of work that need to be done. It's going to 12 million Forrester and Gartner states by 2025. So there's a lot more room to grow. And I would hope that others will find that vision of becoming a cybersecurity individual, because it's not a job that goes away. Mm-hmm. AI will never replace us, because it takes, as everyone says, there's a lot of great product out there. We even have product, but it takes a great mind with wisdom to put all those products together to work cohesively and together. And same with people.
Well, listeners, I want to bring your attention to another press release, Dateline May 15th, 2023. CISO Global names CFO Deb Smith to the board of directors. You can learn more about Deb within this press release, as well as her experience working with companies on a global basis. So let's move on then to back to the industry talk, if you will. What are some of the recent developments in the cybersecurity and compliance services space that that have caught your attention, David?
Just getting projects done, and seeing the government open up 25% of their workforce for outside really shows a lack of the ability to hire the talent. And you've seen consolidation happening across the board. it's getting faster and more furious in that aspect, because the good example is Microsoft thought they bought Mandiant for $3.7 billion, and the next Tuesday, Google bought them for $5.2. They both, Amazon, Microsoft, you know, all of them have open recs for thousands of job openings in cyber. There just isn't the talent out there. And it's even getting worse. What's fascinating to me is the bad actors. $6 trillion is third largest GDP, more than most countries make. Mm-hmm. So what baffles me is they have the money, the time to recreate or even create more and more sophisticated ransomware, you know, any type of Trojan. They have the ability and means, and they're getting paid for it. So they are extremely smart. Not all of them, but a lot of them on the top and our, you know, opposites on the dark web, they wouldn't be there and have that much money or success if they weren't continuing to evolve. We need to continue to evolve, but I can only have my coworkers at 10 hours a day. So it's tough to keep up with them, and they're collaborating across the board, and they're taking advantage of companies, their intellectual property, and ultimately stealing their money. So it's even gotten worse, and that's baffling to me. It's how fast it's growing.
Well, let's also now talk a little bit about looking ahead at your strategic goals for CISO Global in the next 5 years. So even wrapping up this year, 2023 and beyond, what do you see as some of the areas you'd like to see your company advance in?
We're constantly advancing, constantly evolving. So we try as a company as a whole to try to keep up with what's going on. Obviously, our incident response or hackers try to keep a pulse on what's happening. But our goals is to keep continually to organically grow, and as well as build out a base across the world. Since we're on three continents today, we would like to see at least one more continent this year. And then, you know, that cybersecurity is just not a U.S. issue. It's a worldwide issue. And so bringing that, you know, continuity to the whole world to help support us makes it a little easier than just having a piece of it in the U.S. and combating those across the waters or even internally.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with David Jemmett. He is the CEO and founder of CISO Global, ticker symbol again on the NASDAQ, CISO, website CISO.inc, and of course, at the Investor Brand Network under the Clients tab. David, I really appreciate speaking with you once again and learning from you and learning about your company. We expect great things from you and CISO Global here in 2023 and well beyond. Thanks, David.
Hey, thank you. And thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. For David Jemmett, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The following Stock to Me podcast was an Investor Brand Network audio production. IBN is a financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. IBN holds no shares of any company named on the IBN sites, brands, and/or podcasts. To be clear, all officers, directors, and independent contractors of Investor Brand Network hold zero positions in and do not trade or intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with the registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This podcast audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not intended to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.